With the NBA All-Star break over, the pro basketball schedule resumes tonight. Among the stories to watch in the second half of the season, will the Portland Trail Blazers prove that nice guys can win? Once a model for good player behavior and fan loyalty, the Trail Blazers in recent years have come to embody what some say is wrong with professional sports. Team management is trying to change that. They're in the midst of a unique experiment to remake the Blazers with an emphasis on character. From Portland, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Three simple words heralded the end of a basketball era in Portland, and many hoped the beginning of another. Three words plastered across the front page of the Oregonian newspaper last week. Blazers trade Wallace. How big was the news that the Trailblazers had traded their most talented and controversial player, Rasheed Wallace? Next to the banner headline, in considerably smaller type, the sentencing of a local man for aiding the Taliban.
You know, Rasheed was, for the longest time, I think, the focal point of the city's disgust with this team.
Steve Dean was an Oregonian sports columnist who switched to news in 1988. He says he considers himself lucky not having to cover the Trailblazers during Wallace's 7.5 seasons with the team.
If he wasn't, leading the league in technical fouls, he was threatening a referee on the loading dock after a game. If he wasn't turning kids down for autographs, he was using the kind of language that you could not subject your kids to.
And what's been most troubling to many Portland fans is that Rasheed Wallace's behavior has been the rule on the Trailblazers, not the exception. In one of the all-time mismatches, the pleasant, livable city of Portland, Oregon, has had as its one major pro sports team a collection of athletes derided nationwide as the Jailblazers. When he took over last year, new Blazers president Steve Patterson inherited a team that was thrown together with little concern for team chemistry and character. Fans lost track of the drug busts, domestic assaults, the fistfights among teammates. Now Patterson speaks about fixing what he calls a team with a broken brand.
This is a turnaround, like a classic corporate turnaround.
The team instituted a new player code of conduct and dropped ticket prices, but the most visible part of the turnaround has been trading problem players. Fully aware of declining attendance this season at Blazer home games, Patterson and general manager John Nash have traded three starting players, Bonzi Wells, Jeff McGinnis, and the most prominent, Rasheed Wallace. His exit, says Steve Patterson, yielded instant results, not on the basketball court, but in the all-important corporate suites high above the arena floor.
We've had sponsors that were questioning whether they wanted to come back, people like McDonald's and others that called up that morning and said, "He's gone, I'm back."
The day after Rasheed Wallace was traded, the answer to that question was a resounding, "We're not sure." The Blazers have been a perennial playoff team. Now they're a reclamation project. Following a loss at home against Utah in the first game without Wallace, Blazer fans talked about the search for team character versus the quest for victories. Jim Cianello is from Portland.
Could be chancy. I think they put the character first because they wanted to appeal to a lot of the fans that had obviously some complaints about Bonzi and about Rasheed. They still have to bring in talent, and their character could be just as suspect.
But the Blazers insist they got what they wanted in the Wallace trade to Atlanta. The two main players, Sharif Abdur-Rahim and Theo Ratliff, are former All-Stars. Abdur-Rahim helped raise funds for September 11 victims. Ratliff sponsored reading contests for students in Atlanta. Good guys, good players. Since Wallace was traded, however, the Blazers have lost two games in a row. After the Utah loss, Blazer forward Ruben Patterson complained the trade happened right when Portland was playing its best basketball of the season.
We a little bad out there, excuse my language. It's very frustrating for me, for everything that's going on. I'm just hurt by the whole situation.
Team officials have warned it won't be easy to turn the Trailblazers around, but they hope to convince fans and players that compared to the last 8 or 9 years, it'll be a breeze. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Portland.